It's here. After a year of planning and promotion, Ironman Alaska is about to become a reality for Juneau. It's brought thousands to Juneau, both competitors and their supporters. And Jamie Bursell formed High Cadence Triathlon to help other athletes train for the Ironman. And she's invited them to tell us about their training for Alaska's first ever Ironman event. Joining us now are some of those team members, Melanie, Alec, and Charlie. Good day to you all. And first, I'm going to start with Jamie, though. And they're all joining us by Zoom because they're, you know, getting their last bits of training in. But Gunnith Chiefs for joining us today. Jamie, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Boston.
It's good to have you all here. So I'm going to start with you now. Jamie, first thing I have to bring up is that I know there's probably thousands of disappointed children in Juneau this weekend because there's going to be no flying Ironman in the sky.
Right. There'll be no flying Ironman in the sky.
No suits, no special suits. Yeah, there'll be lots of things. So here's the thing that I think we got to start with, because I know everyone's been talking about it, but what is Ironman?
Ironman is an event that requires participants to do a series of disciplines, and almost always the disciplines are in order: swimming, biking, and running. A full Ironman event is a 2.4 mile swim, a 112 mile bike, and a marathon, a 26.2 mile run. And you do those consecutively. You have 17 hours to complete the event.
Okay, now, I have trouble getting out of bed, so this is very fascinating to me that they're not just one item of that list, but you have to do them consecutively. We'll get into that a little bit more, but I wanted to find out from you, what is the significance of having Ironman, not just in Alaska, but in Juneau specifically?
Well, for Alaska, I have to say it, not only has there never been an Ironman event in Juneau, but there has never been an Ironman event in the whole state of Alaska.
Wow.
This is an incredible time, and it's just awesome that Juneau gets to have the first event. We get to be the host. The athletes around here could hardly believe it. We're excited beyond words. It's a really, really big deal. Not just for the athletes, but the families and friends that come with them to help out. This is a huge vacation destination, and it's not a surprise to me at all that the race sold out in record time, and I believe that that's going to happen next year, too.
You mean sold out by participants who are coming to Juneau or who are already here?
Right. Participants that signed up to do the race, when they opened registration online, It was a competition for who could get their computer keys moving the fastest, because it sold out and a lot of people didn't make it. They didn't even get registered.
Wow. So now let's remind everyone of where it's going to be taking place. It's mostly sort of out the road, right? Past like Auk Bay.
Right. So the swim takes place in Auk Lake. So okay. 2.4 miles in Auk Lake. The participants will run from the lake up to the university parking lot, grab their bike, or we'll head out the back loop road just for a short section, because we're going to take a left on the back loop road and go down to the roundabout. Then we'll go out the road and back, but back just to the level of just after the bypass road near Auk Rec.
Okay.
And then we go back to the end of the road again, and then back to the university. That's
Holy
the bike
moly.
Part.
Yeah, and the bike is how many miles is the bike again?
112.
Holy moly. Yeah, okay.
So then we will continue with the run. From the university, we're going to exit out the back of back loop road again. We're mm-hmm. going to take a right and head toward Montana Creek. We'll go out to Montana Creek Road, over the Gun Range Hill, and down to that that little footbridge at the end of Montana Creek Road. We'll come back, go back to the back loop, take a left. We'll go to the River Road, take a right, go down River Trail all the way across to Eagan. From Eagan, we'll go up to the university. And that's one loop. We need to do that twice to equal 26.2 miles.
Are people going to have, like, are they going to have to be pulling out a map, or is it going to be marked, or how do the participants know where to go?
Right. Well, it will be very well marked. And also, there will be so many participants that most everyone can follow the people ahead of them.
Oh, that's
true. Leaders
kind
of have to know the way to go, but very often in Ironman races, they will have someone either on a motorcycle or a bike leading the leaders, and then people who are supporting on the sidelines, they'll know who the first male and first female are.
Right.
And sometimes they even will have on the front of their bicycle or motorcycle, they'll have a sign that says like second male, second female.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Yeah. So that's a good thing. Okay. So with all of that description of where it's going to be, I know obviously driving out that way is going to be a wreck for people. So, you know, just notice to y'all listening, don't go out there unless you're going to watch. But where is the best place to watch this event from?
Absolutely. I think the best place to watch it from will be anywhere around Auk Lake. And, you know, it's going to start early. It'll start at 6 o'clock. But mm-hmm. I would say do whatever you can to come out and watch it. It's such an emotional experience being a spectator, watching this many people in an Ironman event. It's extraordinary. And I hear people say it all the time. And I've seen the start. I've been to the start. And it really gets the blood flowing. You can see it's a big deal. And it's a very hard event. You have to spend a ton of time training, and if you don't, it's made even harder. So anywhere around Auk Lake, there's going to be shuttles from Thunder Mountain School. They can hop in these free shuttles and get a ride out to the university. They can walk anywhere around Auk Lake. I would say just bring an umbrella and have your usual Juno rain gear, and oh my gosh, people who go and see this are not going to be disappointed. They'll be excited. And I'm sure of this, that a lot of those people that see this for the first time will look out there and they'll say, I want to do that.
Right. Get inspired.
And they'll jump on board. I'm sure of it.
Awesome. Okay. So real quick, I just wanted to mention this too. I heard that this is a qualifying event for Hawaii's Ironman. Is that true?
Right. This is a qualifying event for the World Championships in Kona. That's the big time. This is where everyone tries to go with Ironman. So top age groupers, one or two in each age group, will have the opportunity to take a slot to Kona. And for the World Championships, it is on August 6th and August 8th. Sorry, not August. October 6th, October 8th. So only 2 months after Ironman Alaska, the top people are going, 45 people will be participating in the World Championships in Kona.
Well, Jamie, that's better than having to go to Hawaii that night and compete on August 8th, right? So so October is when the world event happens in Kona. Okay, so enough about the event. I want to talk about training. Now, Jamie, how many Ironmans have you competed in?
I've finished 4 full Ironman distance and, oh gosh, about 18 or so half Ironman distance events.
Wow. That's amazing. That is really amazing. And I know that I saw some pictures, I think, that we put up on the Juno Afternoon website, but there was one of you racing and you look fit. I'll just say that. You look fit. You guys all look amazing in terms of your, I mean, it must just be so difficult to get in shape for this. It's an endurance event. So it must be fantastic. And I know that you placed in the age, there's age categories, right? And so you placed in one of the age categories.
I think I won my age group in the last triathlon, but I might have been the only person in that age group.
and what age? Do you mind if I ask what age group that was?
Okay, so I'm 59 years old right now, but your age, when you do these races, your age is your age, whatever it's going to be the last day of that year. So I'm competing in the 60 to 64 age group, which is kind of odd. But I'll be the youngest person in my age group for Ironman Alaska. Maybe I'll have a little advantage.
Okay, so now how did you become a certified trainer?
Oh, I took some classes down in Boise, Idaho. I started down there with USA Triathlon, and I really took the course first to learn more about triathlon for myself, to train myself. And I just, I really love education, lifelong education. It's just a part of me. So taking classes, doing more, you know, I did the Ironman certification and
Okay. So then why did you start? I know you have your own training program, High Cadence Triathlon, just to give that website right now to highcadencetri.com. So why did you start that? And what's the purpose of that?
The reason I started coaching seriously is because when the Ackman Triathlon got going here, it was evident that there was a need for someone to help people be safe in Auk Lake, to know how to swim safely in open water, and then just training philosophy, training techniques, and working on form, programs, the whole works. I felt like there was a need for it. Tracy Rivera had coached here previously and moved away. And there wasn't anyone else doing it. I had already taken some classes, so I took it on. Mm. I really enjoy it. It's a ton of time, but you know, you talked about the fitness involved. It's just been truly amazing to see people who have been training for Ironman Alaska. We've been training together for the last 24 weeks. And I noticed it was about two months ago that all of a sudden there was a transformation in my athletes. All of a sudden,
you could see it, right?
Two dozen people. Just incredible.
Yeah. Well, let's get to some of these athletes that you have that you've been training with. I'm going to start with you, Alec, if you don't mind. So, Alec, hello. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, this is Alec Nevalainen, 48 years old, and this will be my first Ironman.
Oh, man. Okay. So here's the question, right? And I'm going to try to get each of you a question because I know we could spend the whole hour on just this topic, I know, in terms of training and everything we do, but I have some specific questions for you. So this was your first one. So what did you have to do in terms of like your eating, you know, no more ho-hos, obviously, no more Twinkies, you know, what did you do to, what was the special diet that you had to do?
Yeah, you need to live a straight lifestyle. You know, if you
no more calories right now, and all that beer, right?
Right. Well, you know, if you want to do well, you definitely need to eat better. And it's funny you ask that. You know, when the pandemic started, some of my, you know, healthy training habits went away a little bit. And so when they announced this race, it was a wake up call. It's like, okay, if I'm going to try this race, I need to get my eating back in order and my training. So it's been a great motivation for that.
That's great.
So, and then, definitely eating healthy.
Eating healthy. And then I mean, you get up so early. Do you even eat before you do? Do you have to like bulk up on some protein the day of or what?
Yeah. You know, everyone's going to be different. I tend to carb up in the morning. So I'll eat a bagel or an egg sandwich. And that's what works for me. But every athlete will be a little bit different. You know, everyone has their own preferences.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, cool. And this is your first one. What inspired you to sign up?
You know, it's being delivered to our door. You know, I never would have done this at a different location. So since it was coming here, it was like, why not?
Opportunity presents itself, and you might as well jump on board and go bike 112 miles and run a marathon and jump in the water. That's awesome. All right. So Melanie, thank you for joining us today. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Melanie White, and I am in the older group. I'm 66 this year, and I know my goal is to finish. That's what I want to do. Yeah. Is to finish. Yep.
Yeah, because I would assume that there's people who don't end up finishing, but it still can be seen as an awesome experience, right? Because it's such an endurance sort of thing. But I mean, what is for you, Melanie, like been the best part of, you know, training and then participating in this Ironman? Is it that challenging yourself? Is it sort of pushing yourself to the limit there?
It is a challenge, but I've also really enjoyed meeting new people, and the High Cadence group has been a great group. And I think that's part of it. I really like the camaraderie of the group, and it makes me to do it. And they're all very supportive. And even if you're slow, it's like, hey, you got this. We can do this all together.
Right. And that's really great. I think Juneau's such a great community anyway. And then to have this kind of event, and it just sort of brings people together to try to push that forward. So, I say awesome, you know, break a leg. I'm from the theater. That's what we say. You don't really want to break a leg, but break a leg. And I hope you finish, Melanie. I think that sounds pretty good. Let's bring in Charlie. Charlie, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Charlie Waters. I've lived in Juneau for about 4 years, 36 years old, and this will also be my first Ironman.
Whoa. Okay. Now, I got a little tip from a bird named Jamie, and she had an interesting question for you, which I think would be really great for our listeners, right? So you actually manage a remote research station, is that right?
That is right, yeah. Remote fisheries research station on Southern Baranof Island.
Wow. And you spend like a few months. How many months do you spend there every year?
It varies, but typically 3 to 5 months each year in short blocks of time, like 2-3 weeks each time.
Okay. So were you having to train during this last, like I think Jamie said it was the last like 6 months or so? Did you have to go and do like training while you were out at the research station? Did people out there help you? Did you have to, was it more self-discipline to not have the group available to you to push you, or how did that work?
Yeah, excellent question. It was really challenging. I spent about 2 months there in the preceding 6 months. And it was challenging to go outside and work in the field all day, not having any teammates to train with and keep me accountable. But I managed to, stick to Jamie's training plan by and large. And we have a pretty old indoor bike trainer, which was okay. And we have a little float system where I can run about a 1-minute and 15-second loop. So I would do that for 2 hours, and that got pretty boring, but I did it. And then I swam in the bay with all our returning salmon.
Wow.
Definitely interesting, but managed to keep it up. And I'd like to thank my special energy food, tater tots.
There you go.
That goal.
Get some carbs in there. I can get behind that. So we're about to run out of time. I have one last question. Any one of you can answer it. What is Jamie like as a trainer? Give me the tea.
She's become a very good friend, and she's a very good trainer. She keeps you on task.
Good.
For me.
Did you ever have the want to sort of, tell her off and leave you alone? Is she pushing you?
She does push you, but I'm a person who can say, not going to do that.
I've lived enough life to know what I'm not going to do.
It's all about me, yeah, and stuff. So she makes sure that she knows what you're feeling too.
Gotcha. Well, I wish you all the best of, I don't even want to say luck, because it's more than luck. It's like, it's a great journey you're going about to go on this weekend. I feel like there's going to be thousands of people out there cheering you on, all the competitors. It sounds like everybody's camaraderie is big. So I really want to thank you all for coming on and telling us a little bit about the training method. Obviously, we could spend a lot more time getting into detail about things. But Jamie Bursell, Melanie White, Alec Nevalainen, I hope I said that correctly. And
that's close enough, yeah.
Yeah, and Charlie Waters, thank you all so much for being here today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank you, Boston.
Good night, Cheesh. All right. Run, bike, or swim over to ironman.com/im-Alaska for the full weekend schedule. And if you want to train for the next Ironman, visit Jamie's website, highcadencetri.com. Up next, poetry that celebrates life in Southeast. Linda Buckley will join us to talk about her new book,